Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Hi folks, welcome to Strawberry Fields Radio. For those of you who are relatively new to Strawberry Fields, this is a little thing we used to do fairly regularly back in the day, where we would play some music that's been talked about in the group recently. The show has become much less regular, but we still bring it back occasionally. So, 2013, how was it for you? It was certainly a notable year, whichever way you look at it. It was the year Australia cut its nose off to spite its face. It was the year you can keep your insurance period became you can keep your insurance for a period. I'm telling you folks, I pay my taxes, I get healthcare, just like I get a police force and roads to drive on and public libraries and national defence. It's not that hard. Well, it doesn't have to be anyway. The world lost a lot of good people this year, and Margaret Thatcher. Rupert Murdoch's wife divorced him. And we should afford him all the dignity and respect for his privacy that he would give anyone else going through difficult circumstances. Oh dear. So let's mark this melancholy occasion the way all modern dignitaries do. So everyone gathering close. Christopher, Tanya, Andy, Claire. Yeah. Bit closer. And awesome.
Take five.
There. If you count, if you go. There. It works better if you're doing on the beat somehow. You know, think the beat in here.
One, two, three.
From the newly released Beatles bootleg recordings 1963, that was takes 5 and 6 of There's a Place. We'll be playing a few more tracks from that throughout the show to hopefully give you an idea of whether you think it's worth it for you. There have been quite a few Beatles-related releases this year. I'll warn you now that it's going to be fairly Paul-centric, since he's had the busiest year. And I'll also warn you that there will be a couple of live spoilers too. One of the more obscure releases this year was a 12-inch single released for Record Store Day as a tie-in with the reissue of Wings Over America. The 12-inch features four versions of Maybe I'm Amazed, all from the same recording. Maybe I'm Amazed was released as a single from the album back in 1976, and this new version features the radio edit and the album version in both stereo and mono. The mono versions were not like the Beatles' mono mixes, which were really the definitive versions, but Wings did supply radio stations with mono mixes of singles all the way up until the end of the 70s. So because this will be the least well-known version, here's the mono radio edit of Maybe I'm Amazed.
Bopping a bit or shaking it, this is when you can do it to. Or clap your hands or whatever. Here we go, man.
Lady in the dawn, shooting at your feet. Wonders how you met me, stupid.
stuck in my memory. Anybody here in San Francisco land know what a rhythm box is? Yeah? I tell you, for anybody who doesn't know, it's this little box you can get. You plug it in the wall, press it, and it comes out like that. Remember what they can do to you? All the
singing bluebird.
Oh yes, isn't it amazing what modern technology can do? Also, kind of nice to hear a little fret buzz in there. It shows it happens to the best of them. Those versions of Bluebird and Lady Madonna were not from Rock Show, as you might possibly have thought. They were both taken from Live at the Cow Palace, which is the bonus CD that comes with the deluxe edition of Wings Over America, which also comes with a documentary DVD, 4 books, and housed in a small-sized aircraft hangar. That live bracket was opened with the mono radio edit of Maybe I'm Amazed, which is exclusive to the Record Store Day 12-inch single. Speaking of 12-inch singles, I picked this next one up on Record Store Day. It isn't a Record Store Day release, it's just when that's when I happened to discover it. To my knowledge, it's the only Wings single that they did an extended mix for, and I'm not sure if this version has ever been released on CD. Also, it does say here, right on the label, disco single. So yes, folks, Good Night Tonight is disco.
Oh,
That was take two of I Saw Her Standing There from the bootleg recordings. I'm scattering them throughout the program so it doesn't get too samey. The bulk of the collection is BBC sessions, and some of them are a bit dodgy in terms of quality. The ones I'm about to play originally from Saturday Club are probably the worst quality, but it has to be said the performances still shine through.
For the benefit of anyone with any lingering doubts on the subject, that was called Some Other Guy. Now, at the moment, the majority of the Beatles fans are in their hometown of Liverpool, and I have a very strong suspicion it won't be long before they're all over the country. Meanwhile, here's a request from Liverpool for the number which started it all for the Beatles, Love Me Do. This is for Miss Elaine McGarity of Mendip Road, Birkenhead, from Mike.
Fields Radio continues after these commercials.
This is Paul McCartney and his stunning album, New.
I never knew what I could be, what I could do when we were new.
Paul McCartney, New, the album, out now.
I got my mind set.
Let It Roll, songs by George Harrison. 19 remastered tracks in the first ever collection to span his entire solo recording career. Let It Roll, songs by George Harrison. Out now.
Did you know that the world's largest record store in the known world and universe, etc., is here in Los Angeles? It is, and it's called Tower Records. And Tower Records is located in the heart of Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes. And you'll find that they're all super discount price. Tower will always save you money on the LPs and tapes you buy. You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed. And that includes more imported rock LPs, if you need that stuff. You'll find more jazz, more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken words, and more words. More of everything than you've ever seen in your whole life in one store at one time. And you'll find thousands of 45 RPM singles. In short, the largest record store in the known world lives up to its name. Shop Tower Records in the heart of Sunset Strip tonight and every night of the year until midnight. And Tower will have my latest album, Walls and Bridges, this afternoon, so go get it!
The long and winding road.
Meet Paul McCartney.
Anyone with any sense these days got to be like ecologically minded. They may not want to talk about it or they get maybe bored with it, but you've got to be, really, or else you're not going to be here much longer, you know.
Never disappear. Now that I'm alone again.
Now is never very important to most people. But it's really all you've got. It's really all we live in.
Meet the man who makes the music.
How many people have died?
You can't do anything better than working with John Lennon. But, you know, that's certainly true, I think. I mean, they thought John was such a monster. I love being in a band. It's a luxury to be in a band. It's a like, real big luxury. I'd rather have a band than a Rolls Royce.
Paul McCartney, Put It There. Only on Showtime. Tuesday on Showtime.
If there was any doubt left that touring is a musician's bread and butter these days, whether they're a garage band just starting out or a living legend, it should have been removed by the fact that Paul's Out There tour of 2013, partly named after a song on the new album, was almost over by the time the album came out. For those of you born after 1985, that's not how it used to be done. He introduced a few new songs into the set list, and this is where those who want to avoid spoilers should probably skip through the next 10 minutes. Okay, good. Some were a welcome return, and some had never been played before. I'm going to play you one of each from Paul's appearance on The Colbert Report in June this year. And the first one was a huge surprise to hear live.
Okay, thank you. That's a good little chorus. Okay, we'd like to do a song now, which we haven't done ever until this tour we're on. And it's an old one off Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And here we go.
The benefit is to guide. There will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all there, made of bad loaf anchors for what a scene. Of a man and horses, hoops and garters, lastly to a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. Mr. Kai flies through the rain, don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none.
the band begins at 10 to 6, for Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate, since Somerset's he'll undertake on solid ground. Having been some days in preparation, plenty time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Guide is stopping the rain.
Welcome back, everybody. We're about to get another song from Paul McCartney. But before we do so, Paul, you're a vegetarian, right?
Yeah.
You're a vegetarian. Okay. I hold in my hand a Paul McCartney memory book. In the inside, this is one of the Beatles trading cards from the 1960s. You can see that? There's Paul. If you look at his stats on the back, it has birthday, birthplace, hair, dark brown, height, 5'11". Favorite food. Roast beef. Have you anything to say, Paul McCartney?
I used to be a bad person, Steve.
You are busted, Paul McCartney. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney.
Love is blind, but I'm
for the Benefit of Mr. Kite is generally regarded as one of John's songs. Paul's live performance of it here reminds us that this one they wrote together. And don't you absolutely love hearing Listen to What the Man Said again? And big props to Brian Ray for finding a choral electric sitar for that song. To me, it had always been calling out for it. As mentioned, three quarters of the way into the Out There tour, Paul released his new album, New, in a variety of formats. I'm not going to play you any of the tracks on the standard edition, because if you haven't heard them all by now, where have you been? I'll play a track from the special edition, and honestly, why do they do this? Has anyone not bought the special edition? Does anyone think to themselves, oh great, a new Paul McCartney album, I'll buy it, but I'll save a couple of dollars by not bothering with a couple of tracks? Come on.
I took a trip into the ocean. High emotion filled me with desire. I had to see what I was fighting. The captain invited me to take it higher. Well, looking back, it didn't hurt me. It did something for my soul. It taught me when you find a love, don't break it, try to make it whole. I took a walk into the fire when I heard you calling me. I took a chance, and what a good thing it turned out.
I love that song. Kind of reminiscent of Off the Ground B-sides with a pinch of George Harrison thrown in. Here are a couple more tracks from Bootleg Recordings 1963. Here's a shot of Rhythm and Blues.
Get a shot of rhythm and blues. Grab just a little rock and roll on the good thing for you to do. Get a shot of rhythm and blues. Get a pair of dancing shoes. Get a shot of rhythm and blues. Hey, will you never buy a life? Don't you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure? Don't you worry about a thing. You start to dance the same until bumps come up on you. And if the rhythm finally gets you, don't think it's a do. Well, here's a thing for you to do. Well, here's a thing for you to do. Well, here's a thing for you to do. You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. You want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen, do that. Do you want to know a secret?
Do that.
Do you promise not to tell?
Do that.
Whoa, whoa, closer.
Do that.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Do that.
Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. I've known a secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two.
Less than a month after New came out, the Beatles released On Air, live at the BBC Volume 2. Who knows why it took them so long and why they decided to now, other than that the bulk of the sessions on this collection also come from 1963, so that satisfies copyright. Just so that we don't get all 1963'd out, here are a couple from 1964.
Again, this boy
do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She brings me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. Love like us would never die as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
The De Facto single from Live at the BBC Volume 2 is, of course, Buddy Holly's Words of Love. Now, you might think that Live at the BBC was the only album released in November 2013 to feature a live version of Words of Love by several of the greatest songwriters of a generation. It would be perfectly understandable if you thought that, but you'd be wrong. From the Sydney Opera House, Neil Finn and Paul Kelly. Not their first performance together by any stretch. Crowded House would often do Paul Kelly's leaps and bounds in their live shows, but this was for their first deliberate tour together. Now, there has also been a new John Lennon release this year, but not in the form you might first expect. The Bermuda Tapes is a new iPad app that was released just recently, collecting demo recordings that John made during his trip to Bermuda with Sean in the summer of 1980, and documenting the wave of inspiration that prompted his return to recording. The music isn't really anything that we haven't heard before, but some of the interviews are newly discovered, and the way it's all presented as an interactive package is quite lovely. If it were 15 years ago, it would be a CD-ROM, but now it's an iPad app. There's no word on an Android version. It's currently just for iOS devices, and all proceeds go to the Why Hunger charity. The app also features new interviews with Jack Douglas, who produced the Double Fantasy and Milk and Honey albums, and also interviews with the B-52s, which may seem odd, but let's hear why.
When I was in Bermuda, just before we made this album, I was finally dragged to a disco by an assistant of mine. And I went there, and upstairs they were playing disco, and downstairs I heard Rock Lobster by the B-52s. And I said, that's Yoko. I thought there was two records going at once or something. Because I thought it was so like, so her, I thought this person studied her.
I'm sure Keith will tell you this, but he came upon Ricky one day, and Ricky had this, like, goofy smile on his face. And he said, what's up? And he said, like, I just wrote the dumbest guitar line. It was da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then the end, when Cindy goes, you know, it's just... That was just a breakthrough moment.
Cindy started singing in Yoko style, and it was electrifying.
We were aware when Cindy did that, that that was Yoko. That was a Yoko homage, you know.
Plus, we were like Yoko's biggest fan. I liked her art. I liked her writing. She's excited.
I said, get the axe out, call the wife. I called her, I said, you won't believe this, I was in a disco and there's somebody doing your voice. I said, this time they're ready for us.
Hey, Vaughn, we're something, but we can't hear the playbacks. We don't know what we're doing, and we got the electric guitars even. Woke up this morning, blues are on my head. No need to ask the reason why. Went to the kitchen, lit a cigarette, blew the worries in the sky. I'm stepping out.
Said and done.
Don't look right. Don't look right. Life's like Minnesota, and life's like space without room, and life's like bacon and ice cream. That's what life's like without you. Life's like forever becoming, but life's forever dealing and hurt. Now life's like death without living. That's what life's like without you. Life's like Sanskrit read to a pony. I see you in my mind's eye, strangling on your tongue. What good is knowing such devotion? I've been around, I know what makes things run. What good is seeing our chocolate? What good's a computerized nose? And what good was cancer in April? Why no good? No good at all. No good, I guess, no good at all. What good are these thoughts that I'm thinking? It must be better, huh, not to be thinking at all. A styrofoam lover with emotions of concrete. No, not much, not much at all. What good is life without living? What good's this lion that barks? You love the life of this throwaway nightly, it's not fair. Not fair at all. What's good? Oh baby, what's good? What's good? What's good? Not much at all. Hey baby, what's good?
What's good?
Good.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Not much at all. What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Life's good.
Life's good.
Life's good.
What's good?
Life's good.
But not fair at all.
Thank you.
two songs from two of the great artists that we lost this year. Japana from Yothu Yindi, whose singer passed in June this year, and then Lou Reed, What's Good. And that's it for Strawberry Fields Radio this time around. We'll do this again once or twice in January. And for any of you musical members, and you know who you are, we'd love to hear from you. Send anything that you'd like to have played to strawberryfieldsradio@gmail.com. I'd like to thank all the mods and admins for maintaining such a pleasant place to be, and all the members for your contributions, especially the new members who keep it all diverse. This podcast has been brought to you by Stuff. Kick that thing's ass, Lisa. Strawberry Fields Forever.
I hate Bill 'cause he squeaks.